Welcome to Vallejos Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast on Sunday, January 27th, 2019. The Reverend Wendy Camori Stager is preaching. Her message this Sunday is Soul Searching. The Old Testament reading today is 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 9 through 13, and the New Testament lesson is from Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 13.
Our New Testament lesson comes from the Gospel according to Luke. This is Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 13. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days, and when they were over, he was famished. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, "To you I will give their glory and all their authority, for it has been given over to me, and I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, worship the Lord your God, and serve only him." Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you. And on their hands they will bear you up, so you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. Here ends the reading. Please join me in prayer. Open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus. Open our ears, Lord. We want to hear you. Open our souls, Lord. We want to be connected to your will for our lives. Amen. How is it with your soul? John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, this was one of his favorite questions in meeting with parishioners. How is it with your soul? Not very many people start a conversation that way. It's not the polite, "Hi, how are you? I'm fine, thanks. How are you?" Because that's, and we're not really asking how somebody is. It's just our cultural exchange of greeting. And if the conversation gets much farther, it starts with the safe topics. "Hey, did you see the game last night? Wow, the traffic is really awful." Or, "Do you think it'll rain again soon?" Now, I'm not against these conversation starters, but I'm concerned if all we talk about is someone else's life, especially fictional characters' lives. If we can converse for a long time about movie characters or sports teams without saying very much about ourselves. And this happens in faith communities as well. Just because we come and sit in a place of worship together doesn't mean that we know another or necessarily share spiritually with one another. Which honestly I find surprising and a bit disappointing. For what are we about if not about helping one another be searching and tending to our souls? Who are we if we are not about what where God is at work in our lives? This really came to light for me when I was helping to lead a retreat. I think I was on the Westminster Woods Women's Retreat, and the leader had said, now pair off with somebody you don't know so well, and you're going to be asking them about, you know, their spiritual journey. And these two women, who were like the best of buddies in the church, and they had raised their kids, they paired off with each other. And me, being, you know, the youth director, is like, no, split it up, y'all, right? You go meet somebody new, you go meet somebody else, right? This is a chance. And they said, no, we actually don't talk to each other about this. And I'm like, wait, what? But it's true, isn't it? It opened my eyes to, just because we're sitting in these pews next to each other, we don't always go for the soul searching. Because yes, we get busy and running too fast and caught up in the noise, but also it's not necessarily an easy conversation to start or to have. And so this spiritual journey of being drawn into God's creative work is some of this soul searching. And I'll tell you, this is not the fast work. It's slow. It's not keeping things at that shallow level of conversation. It pulls deep. And it's definitely not linear. It doesn't go A to B to C to D to E. There are starts and stops and twists and non sequiturs. But to be about this question, how is it with our soul? We have to stop and we have to ask those big questions. If you notice in our scripture readings, it's what Elijah did and it's what Jesus did. Both of them were called away by God to an extended time of away. That legendary time of 40 days and 40 nights. It's not necessarily literally 40 days and 40 nights, but it's an important biblical number, a time of testing. And so Jesus was pulled away for 40 days and 40 nights, and he was famished. And when he was in this space, this deep space, this survival space, he gets asked these questions. They're not questions like, how are you questions. But the devil is essentially asking him, where are you going to get your food? Aren't you concerned about your survival? Don't you just want to change this stone into a loaf of bread? And Jesus says, no. One does not live by bread alone. And then the devil shows him powers and authorities and is asking him, don't you want power? Don't you want to reign over all of this? What can you give up for that? If you worship me, I'll give you all of this other power. And Jesus, again, says, no. Worship the Lord your God and serve only him. And then the devil tests Jesus about his security. Don't you want to be protected? Don't you want the angels to be carrying you? And Jesus says, I'm not going to put the Lord my God to the test. And the devil finishes his questions and departed from him until an opportune time. And only after this does Jesus go out to do his ministry in the world, not seeking his own safety, not preserving his own life, not being about what he eats or what he wears, not being about the power of a kingdom the way that the world knows the kingdom, but laying his life down for the sake of the kingdom of God. Jesus, in his time in the desert, got crystal clear about his life, his purpose, his reliance on God, And then he takes this self-knowledge into all his other encounters in Jerusalem, in talking to farmers, and talking to governors. And then in our Old Testament scripture today, Elijah the prophet is also off and about, having walked 40 days and 40 nights to Mount Horeb, the same mountain where Moses received the Ten Commandments. And when he got to that mountain, God asks him this question: "What are you doing here, Elijah?" And at first, Elijah has this answer: I have been working for you, God, but the people don't listen to me. They threw down God's altars, they killed your prophets, and I'm the only one left, and they are after me. That's what I'm doing here. And God's response was to say, "The Lord is about to pass by." So imagine this scene in your head. There was a great wind, so strong it was splitting mountains and breaking rocks. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after a fire, the sound of sheer silence. And Elijah heard the silence, wrapped his face in his mantle so he wouldn't see God, and went to the entrance of the cave. And the question came again: "What are you doing here, Elijah?" It's only in the silence that that question, "What are you doing here?" starts to sink in a bit. It's the same variation on that question: "What is your life about?" And another version of that question, as we heard through the poet Mary Oliver: "What is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life?" That's the soul-searching question. And so today, we too are invited to the space to allow God to ask us that question. Those big soul-searching questions. Oh, I can hear your resistance already. I'm not going to go take 40 days and 40 nights for a personal retreat. I can't even get away for 2 days. I get it. 40 days and 40 nights might be a little bit long. But what about 40 minutes? Or even 10 minutes a day dedicated to soul searching, dedicated to the sound of sheer silence. Some of you I know have shared that you have a regular discipline of quiet time with God. Maybe you have a little devotional book on your bedside. But for some of you, this is a new or a very difficult concept. But I invite you to that space of listening and of quiet. For it is in these times of prayer and quiet, they're like that pull focus in the movie when the camera lifts up and away and you see the overview of the city, you get some perspective. Or it's like visiting a city and going up to the tall tower and paying to go up the elevator so that you can be on the top of the Space Needle and look down over all of Seattle. You know, when you do that, the people look really small and the cars look really small because it gives you some perspective, a removal from the daily grind and the sense of the busyness and the immediacy a time to back up and attend to our souls, to look and attend to God's voice in our lives, to look at ourselves as God's creation, and then let God ask us back, "What are you doing here, Wendy? What are you doing here, Erlene? What are you doing here, Edie?" For that is our creative call from God. If we take seriously that we are God's artwork and God's creation in this world, then we each have a specific role to play and a specific creativity to live out. And I'll tell you, it's not what you're going to find out what to do from teachers or parents, from peers or even spouses. You'll find out God's purpose for you by listening to God. And so I invite us to start now. It won't be 40 days and 40 nights. It won't even be 4 minutes. But I invite us now into some time of soul searching. So go ahead, and if you're willing, get comfortable. Take a deep breath. Imagine yourself in a cave and in the sheer silence. And imagine God asking you by name. Take a deep breath. Asking you by name, "What are you doing here?" What are you doing? What is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? Close with one quote that says this: practice the pause. When in doubt, pause. When angry, pause. When tired, pause. When stressed, pause. And when you pause, pray. May it be so.
You have been listening to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast. To learn more about Community Presbyterian Church and its ministries, come visit us at 2800 Georgia Street in Vallejo, California, or visit our website, cpcvallejo.org. You can also email us at cpcvallejo@sbcglobal.net. Have a blessed day.